Joan Walker, Narrative and Documentary. Elaborate body ornaments were worn for ceremonies and rituals. A gold diadem or headdress like this would only have been worn by people of very high status. Jago Cooper.
Body ornaments that people wear, how people look, goes to the heart of any society.
Discoveries in pure mathematics, which can seem unconnected to the real world, often turn out to have very practical applications, far from the minds of those who made them. That was the case with Stewart's work. Historically, many of the brightest minds in mathematics have prided themselves on doing maths that has no applications. Maths, for maths' sake, was the rallying cry. They feared real-world relevance might distract from the pristine order and beauty that mathematics laid bare. When Euclid was investigating prime numbers, he was proud that they contributed nothing practical to Greek life. The Kali-Gandaki River flows through the deepest valley in the world. As you stand in Nepal beside its roaring milky waters, looking upstream towards the main range of the Himalayas, the river seems to spring from a cluster of immense snow-capped, ice-girt peaks. The tallest of them, Dhaulagiri, is over 8,000 metres tall, the fifth highest mountain in the world. The summit of its immediate neighbour, Annapurna, is only 35 kilometres away and only a few metres lower. You might well suppose that the source of the river lay on the near side southern flanks of this immense barrier of rock and ice. Not so. The Kali Gandaki flows between the two mountains, its bed a good 6 vertical kilometres below the peaks. It only takes 2.5 hours to get there on the Eurostar, but Paris Haute Couture Week is about as far removed from credit crunch Britain as it is possible to get. This is a world where real-life princesses sit dusky and doe-eyed in the front rows, picking out wedding trousseaus under the watchful eye of their proud mamas. Eye-watering stuff when you consider that an evening dress ordered from one of these catwalks might easily cost £50,000, and a wedding dress several times that. One atelier in central Paris exists purely to sew feathers, nothing else, just feathers, onto dresses and hats.